The Chattanooga Girls Leadership Academy was the very first all-girl charter school in the state of Tennessee. The school provides a year-round educational experience with a focus on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. When you walk down the hallways of the school, you see smiling faces and excited young girls. Each time I have visited the school, I have seen bright young women proud of their accomplishments and dedicated to their education and their school. This is the second year for this charter school, and as I spoke with Maxine Bailey, executive director of the sponsoring foundation, I commented on how many faces I recognize when I visit the campus, with so many girls returning for yet another year.
Yes, and they're bringing their siblings, and they're getting the word out to their friends. And that's really terrific because that means we really are growing a community of learners. We also have an amazing community of teachers and staff. The majority of them are coming back next year. They're so thrilled about the experience that they had this year.
Part of keeping a charter school going involves the fundraising because charter schools are augmented with funds and you have a foundation that helps the Girls Leadership Academy stay strong.
The Young Women's Leadership Academy Foundation is, in fact, the sponsor for the school. We invested early on in putting everything together to get the approval for the school. And yet, once the school opened, we knew our work wasn't done. That, as you point out, there's a big disparity between two things. One, what the charter schools get in funding from government sources and what other public schools get. For example, a charter school has to pay for its transportation, has to pay for its own facility. And you know, the first year, we were a startup. We didn't even have a sheet of paper. The foundation actually helps bridge that particular gap. The other thing is that we have a very robust program at CGLA, an extended day, a year-round calendar, which means everybody, not only the girls, is working longer, so we are paying to reflect that extended schedule for faculty and staff. It's a STEM-focused school, which means there's an investment we have to make in the laptops for girls and all of the technology that will inspire them to excellence. There's a very low student-teacher ratio, very small classes, so we maybe have more teachers than one would expect for a school our size. All of that takes extra dollars. The foundation's role is to help the community come together to provide those extra dollars. That's the corporate community, very, very generous and passionate individuals who believe in this mission and its foundations in our community. Once a year, we do a very special fundraising event that allows us to not only raise dollars, but continue to introduce this community to the Chattanooga Girls Leadership Academy.
This year, you're moving to a different location, and it looks like you're stepping it up just a bit in terms of your guest and what you're doing. Would you like to give me some details?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that we have an amazing Odyssey committee made up of volunteers, including some of our board members. And when the committee came together, they said a couple of things that really resonated with us. Linda turned to me and said, "We're going to do a first class event because the girls deserve it." The committee came to us and said, in order to do a first class event, you really need to have a first class speaker. And we are recommending that you go after Soledad O'Brien. The committee really encouraged us to pursue Soledad, and I am thrilled to say that the keynote for this year's Odyssey Luncheon is, in fact, Soledad O'Brien, whom you know is an award-winning CNN anchor, an investigative reporter. She's just back from Japan, a very brave woman who goes where the story takes her and sometimes discovers parts of the story that nobody else can see because she has such a what I would call multicultural vision. She has an amazing personal story. This is a story of a young woman for whom it was not a guarantee, even though she was smart, that she was going to be a success. She had to challenge herself and push herself sometimes. And we think it's that kind of story about what it takes to be successful that not only the community needs to hear, but that girls need to hear to understand that it may not be easy, but it is absolutely possible to achieve those dreams.
Linda Childress, president of Lucan Holdings, Inc., is the chair of the event committee for Odyssey 2011.
This committee that we put together for Odyssey 2011 was stellar. And in our very first meeting, we talked about it and said, these girls need a role model to look up to. We need someone that can actually have some experience, that is actually into education, that would be something that the girls could look up to and say, I can do that one day. When we threw around the table different names, Soledad O'Brien came up and it was like bingo. Because of the education and the charter school, she chose to come for our Odyssey 2011. And we are thrilled and excited because Soledad O'Brien is coming, and the girls are excited, and the committee's excited, and we think it'll be a great fundraising event for the community and for the school.
Can I get the details on where and when the event will be?
May 10th at 12 o'clock at the Trade and Convention Center. The tables are being sold beginning in April. We're going to have a jam-packed presentation, and we just think that that would be a great thing to come out and support Tennessee's first public charter school
for girls. This will be the first year of what we expect to be the annual Supernova Awards. This award recognizes women who have made accomplishments in our community in the fields of science, math, technology, and engineering. We had an open nomination process. We're very excited about the nominees. We can't make those public yet, but I will let you know that there are several who have been nominated from UTC. We will select four finalists, and at the event, we will announce the Supernova. We think it's really important as another way of showing girls role models, particularly in STEM, to begin to recognize the accomplishments of women in our community in these fields. In addition, the girls at CGLA are selecting a rising star and a shining star, girls who have excelled in their coursework in science, math, or technology. So you can see it's just going to be a day of celebration, celebrating women's accomplishments, celebrating girls' academic excellence, celebrating Soledad, and as a community, celebrating CGLA, the first all-girls public charter school in Tennessee.
Tickets for Odyssey 2011 are available by calling 423-468-4105 or online at www.cglaonline.com. Odyssey will be held at noon on May 10th at the Chattanooga Trade and Convention Center. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for more details. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.